All right, here we go. Lezech and Nishmas, what are their names? What are their names?
Yechiel Nechel ben Avram Lov, Shaydul Bas Yosef, what are all the grandkids, whatever?
Terrible.
I don't know how many
of them. Oh, yeah.
A whole bunch of kids.
Vayirabed Hashem Moshe v'el Aaron Lemor Shlishi Parshas Bamidbar Shlishi Vayirabed Hashem Moshe v'el Aaron Lemor Ish Al Digloi V'Oisois L'Veis Avoisam Yachanu B'nei Yisrael Mineged Sav L'El Mod Yachanu. The Degolim, we learn here about the Degolim. Each person Al Digloi by his flag V'Oisois. You see, isn't it amazing? We learned this morning the same word Oisois, and here in the afternoon we're learning about the Oisois. Each person on his degel ve'oisois leves avoisam to their father's house yachnu b'nei Yisrael mineged opposite saviv around lo'ohel moed yachanu. A lot of words here. A lot of words. There's a degel al diglo mineged saviv yachanu twice. Yachanu it says twice. I don't know. It's very hard to translate these psukim. There's too much going on here. Too many things going on over here. We must be missing the whole point of what's really happening over here in this pasuk. So let's see what he says over here in Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Bey says, "Ve'oisois kol degel yigia loyois." Rashi learns that a degel, what is a degel? A degel is a flag, so he says that each degel was a sign. What's a sign? A mapa tsevua tuluyaboy. A mapa, a colored cloth was hanging on this pole. Tsevoy, the color shell, zeloy kit tsevoy shell ze. Everyone, a unique color. Tseva kol echad kagavon, the color of each cloth was the same color. Avnoi hakevua b'choshen. Okay, so there were 12 stones in the choshen. Each stone had a different color, and the color of the flag was similar to the color of the stone. Umitoch chach yakol echad es digli. Everyone was able to recognize. You saw the color. You're able to recognize where you located. Period. Dover acher, second interpretation. Ve'oisos leves avoisam. Be'ois shemosa lachem yakov avihem. When they left Egypt, Yaakov gave instructions where everyone should stand. When he told them, when I die, are you going to carry me back to Eretz Canaan? I'm telling you exactly where to stand. Everyone should stand. You stand here, you stand at the left, the right, front. It says, Okay, so there were two interpretations. Either means oisis means, it means a color. According to Rashi, it does not say anywhere here in this Rashi that there was anything written on the flag. We think of a flag today, every country has a flag, and there's a symbol. It's not just a piece of cloth. There's a symbol, there's some type of stripes, there's a color. The Israeli flag is a Bogin David. A blue color, two blue stripes with the Magen David against a white background. American flag is red, white, and blue. Every country has a flag with symbols, stars, stripes. This symbol, that symbol, whatever it is. So it does not say anywhere here, at least in this Rashi, that the flags of the 12 Shvatim had any writing, any words, or any symbol. It was nothing more than just a piece of cloth. We don't even know what size. Was it a square? Was it a rectangle? Was it a circle? We have no idea what it was, but it was a color. Everyone had a different color. It was a colorful group of people. Color, color, color. And according to the second interpretation, we're not even discussing that. It doesn't even say there was a dagger altogether. It says there was this, everyone was located in a unique location based upon the sign. The Oiser means the designated spot that Yaakov Avinu instructed his children stand when they carry his coffin. And the same way they stood when they carried his coffin, that's how they were positioned around the Oil Moed when they traveled in the desert. Two Perushim, what it means Oisos. Then it says over here, Mineged, Merchak Mil. Neged means a distance of 1 mil. K'moy Shenemar, Yoshua. It means the distance of a mil, like it says by Yehoshua. Now, what does it say by Yehoshua? Berchak mil k'moshan b'Yeshua ach rochak yeh b'neichem u'b'inov k'alpayim amah. 2,000 amos is neged, sheyuchlu lovoy b'Shabbos. Moshe v'Aaron u'bonav halavim choynin b'samuch loy, and then he follows through that Moshe, Aaron, and his children, and the Levim, they encamp near this location. I'm not sure what he means by that. Okay, so therefore, let's go back to the pasuk again and get a recap of what the pasuk here says. The pasuk says, each person, al diglo, each of the means each tribe, al diglo, by their flag, the oisois, according to its color. The color was the same color that they had in, on the choshen, the stern of the choshen, levesa voisam, yachnu b'nei Yisrael, mineged. Mineged or means that each tribe they stood according to the position that Yaakov Avinu told them where to stand. Yachnu b'nei Yisrael mineged. What does it mean mineged? Not more than the distance of a mil. You have to be within 2,000 amos. Now that's very shocking because who says they could fit? There were 3 million people. Who says that all 3 million people were able to be contained within 2,000 amos? Who says they can do that? I guess it was a miracle. Amid machzik samaruba. Mineged merchak mil kemoshen emar b'yoshua achroch yilo yimke. And then when it says, that's it. Okay, that's the Rashi. Now let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Bei says, Givar al tikse. So the word tikse is a flag, a dagger. We're going to see, I'm going to read you what it says over here in the Sefer in a moment. Let's just first get the vocabulary. Each gvar, each man, al tikse, by his tekes, the osvan, a sign, leves ava hosoin, yishroin b'nei Yisrael, they shall encamp, mikovel opposite, sechor sechor. Notice he translates the word twice, sechor sechor, lamashkan zimna, the old moed, yishroin they shall encamp. Okay. Let's see what it says over here in the parish, on the side of this safe, which you don't have in front of you. Only I have here. Tikse means tagam shalomila degel. Avul yesh lomila tekes gam horon osefes. Vayesor Yosef mirkaftoi. Targumoi vitakes Yosef risike. The ulai parish tekes kan who's say there. Okay, so he's coming to connect this to Yosef atzadik. Vayesor Yosef mirkaftoi. What does it mean in that pasuk? Yosef hitched his chariot. Yosef took the chariot and he attached it to horses. Yosef himself did this. When Yaakov Avinu was about to come down to Eretz Mitzrayim, so Yosef, his son, came as a kabbalas panim to greet Yaakov. And Yosef came forward. He himself went and he took the horses and he connected, it means to connect the horse to the chariot, or the chariot to the horse. And the word vayesor means vitakes. So the question over here is, if the Targum over here is translating the word vayesor esrichlo exactly the same way as he translates the word degel, so when we go back to the pasuk says, it says, Ish al digloi, each person is al, is connected to his degel. I don't really know what he means to say. Targum shalamili degel aval yesh lamilo tekes gam hoironu sefes vayesor Yosef merkaftoi. Targumoi vitakes Yosef risike. I'm not sure what he means. There's something very deep here, but I don't know what he means. Vulai perish tekes kan hu seder, kumoshat hargim yonasan, modudu es tachnis. Viyam shechun yos tikusei. The order. I don't know what that means either here. Okay, then he goes over here. Ein baruch shloit hevi tekes yachol, shloi hevi tekes yachol desparash neis gavua in mapam. I don't know. Viyam degel blosh makosav kan efshul lefar shakavon lukvutsas anoshim. Beseder mesuyam v'chem b'chazal darshu ayuma kanid golos. Ein de golem ele tzva'ois. Shenemar degel machane u'tzva u'fkudehem. Olefi ze yesh la mash ein b'chlal mila zu shtei horos. U'mash dikim v'teches yosef v'chzichim perish shesider v'heichim merkavta l'nesia. In arrangement. So I think what he means over here to say over here is, according to the Targum, I think what he was trying to say over here is that, to summarize, the Targum says the word degel does not mean a pole with a piece of cloth, a colored piece of cloth. Degel means an arrangement. And the pasuk says, each tribe, each, what does he take? Gvar, each person, al diglo, was upon his arrangement. Or you want to say, ish means each tribe was al diglo, was arranged, was put in a very precise, specific location relative to everyone else. All of the Shvatim were arranged around the Machane Levia in a very specific seder, an arrangement. Does not mean there was a pole with a piece of cloth. That's the takeaway from what the Targum is trying to say. And that would basically mean that there's a machloikis between the Targum and Rashi. And that's why Rashi made these comments. Ish al digloi, the oisais leves yisro, each person, al, is positioned, al, is, I guess it means near, diglo, Targum, al means is, al diglo, I guess it's an expression, is arranged according to the oisois leves avoisam. Now the problem over here is the Targum is not really explaining the mafarish here. The Ma'atzori is not explaining how the word then connects to the word oisois. It's telling us digloi means according to the arrangement of the signs of the veis avoisam. You want to say it means like Rashi's second interpretation? Maybe that's really what Rashi is trying to do. He's trying to explain how the pasuk would make sense according to the Targum. According to Rashi, that the word degel means a pole with a piece of cloth. So then when it says the word os means a special color. And the color was defined by the color of the stone on the choshen. But if you learn the word degel, does not mean a pole with a piece of cloth. It means an arrangement. So what was the arrangement? The arrangement was the osos based upon the sign, upon the order that Yaakov Avinu instructed each one of the Shvatim to stand when they escorted his coffin to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that, I think that's what Rashi really is trying to say. Rashi over here, Tatarim over here, he used an unusual gevar al tiksei. Tiksei appears to be to order, to arrange. Vayesor es merkavto. He was mesader. He put into order his chariot. Yaakov Avinu got word from his people Yosef. Excuse me, Yosef got word from his people that Yaakov is about to arrive. They have like what Meir has on his smartphone, they have an app that tells you GPS exactly where the plane is, how many minutes away Yosef is from arriving, and they tell him he's about to come. So Yosef gets up, he goes outside, and he himself arranges his chariot. He puts his chariot in order. He does not let his workers do this because he wants to be mechabed his father by doing it himself. So in that context, it means vayesar. The same word, the Targum uses for the word vayesar estrichbo, which there from the context it means to put into order, to arrange, is the word that is used over here by, in reference to the journeys of Klal Yisrael in the desert. Ish al digloi, each person al digloi. Okay, then which would then mean, according to, I'm learning, we're going back, second Shana Rashi, ish al digloi, each person or each shevet is al digloi, is in the arrangement of the ve'oisois, of the signal that was given to them by Yaakov way back 210 years ago. When he told them that when I die, carry my body and everyone should stand in this specific location. But if you want to learn not like the Targum and learn that the word degel means a pole with a cloth and a cloth, then the word means the osos means the color of the cloth.
You're going in and out. You're either the mic is being disconnected.
All right. How's it now?
Yeah.
Any better now?
Now it's fine.
Okay, maybe it's because I put it down. I put it down on the table. That's why. Okay, so the osos means if it gets no good, let me know right away. If it goes in now, let me know right away. Maybe it's the internet. Let's see. So according to this interpretation, the word osos means, it means the color of the cloth. So now let's begin to read the Rashi. There are two pages of Rashi, which Al-Khari is coming to explain the means that we have the Targum. The osos, kol degel, yiye loy os. What is the os? A mapa. Mapa is a cloth, tzavua, that is colored. Tuluya boy. A mapa, tzavuya, tuluya bow on what? What's the bow? The bow is on the pole. Tziva oy shal ze loy ki tziva oy shal ze. The color of this is not like the color of that. Tseva kalecha, the color of each one was kigavon, the color. Avnoy hakavua b'choshen, the stone that was in the choshen. Umitoy kach, and thus, yater kol echad, as each one can recognize their degel. Period. Dovar acher, another interpretation. Be'oisayis levesa voisam be'ois shemosa luchem Yaakov aviyam kishkishenosu mimitzrayim shnema vayasu bonav loikein kasher tzivam Yehuda v'sachav v'zul yisu minad mizrach Ruven v'shemen v'gad minadodam kidisa betanchuma v'parashazu mineged merchak mil, not more than 1 mil, shnema yoshua achroch yeh b'nechem v'neinov kalpaim amma, and 2,000 amma is 1 mil. And what did the Targum, how did the Targum translate the word mineged? He said, mikovel. All right, mikovel doesn't really, okay, doesn't say anything. All right, let's now go to the next pasuk, pasuk gimel. V'achoynim kedma mizracha. And now we're going to enumerate exactly where they encamped. Those that encamped on the east side. Now there are two words, kedma mizracha. Kedma is kedem. And the pasuk tells us, it appears there's repetition. Kedma, because both words mean the same thing, it means on the east side. Kedma Mizracha, Degel Machne Yehuda Litzavosam, the flag of Machne Yehuda Litzavosam, Nasil Ben Yehuda, Nachshon Ben Aminadav. Rashi, pasuk Gimel, Kedma, Lifonim, Chakruya, the side that is called Kedem, the Ezo, Zoruch Mizrachis, the Amarov, Karuy Ochar. So, Kedma, Kedma, the pasuk here appears to be telling us, according to Rashi, the achoinim kedma. Kedma means in front. What is in front? Mizrach. So, kedem, it seems, the ponim hakruya kedem. The ezo, zo ruach mizrachis. The hamarav karu achor. The question, why can't the pasuk just say Mizrach, v'hachoynim, kedma, v'hachoynim, mizracha. Why does the pasuk need to say two words? Why does it need to say? Does it need to say kedem? Rabbi, one second. Mincha is. They already daven mincha here. No more mincha here in the shul. So you can daven in the unusual midwood, they daven at 5 minutes to 8. You know what it is? You know what the unusual midwood is?
Just tell me midwood 5 minutes to 8.
5 minutes to 8 at the unusual midwood. Okay. It's around the corner. You know that? It's around the corner. On 8 on Avenue L and Ocean Avenue.
Just tell them young Israel midwood.
Right. 5 minutes to 8.
Okay.
Alright, there's a little kid here who wants to know what time is mincha. Are we over here too? We're over with Kedma and Mizrach. Why didn't the pasuk just say Mizrach? Why did it say Kedem and then Mizrach? Because according to Rashi, Rashi's Kedem is the front, and what is the front? It's coming to tell you what the front is. It's Mizrach. So just say Mizrach. But then Rashi adds in another few words. Once we know that the Kedem is Mizrach, now we know the Achor is Ma'ariv. Now when we go further in the Pesukim, and it talks about Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv. Degel machan ruven tzavuzim v'achan v'lov matay mat shemun v'tzavuzim v'tzavuzim here. We talk about Ma'ariv. Kol ha'pekud motzi degel machan ruven teimon utzva'oi ufkudav v'achan v'lov matay shemayin. Okay. Where do we talk about the other directions? Mate God.
You fell off again. You keep on falling off.
I don't know why. So let me. I'm gonna. Hello, you hear me? Hello, you hear me?
This morning.
Now we hear you.
Alright, I'm gonna. What I'm gonna do is this work. I'm gonna just turn it. I'm gonna leave and come back. Sometimes when I reset it, it works better. Okay, I'm gonna leave, end. I'm gonna come back in a second.
Recording in progress.
All right, let's hope it works now. Let's see what happens. If I go out, let me know right away if it goes out right away.
Now you're on. Yes, now you're on.
Okay, but if it goes out, you let me know right away. Okay, so here we have over here. We have over here two words. Okay, now and my question is why? What are we doing over here? Why over here? Degel Machane Ruben Taimon is the Taimon, the south. Okay, what else do we have over here? What are the Degel? We have over here Kedma. V'achoynim olav mata yisachet. Those okay. Degel Machane Ruben Taimona. Let's go to the next one. Kol Pekudim. Degel Machane Ephraim L'sev Sam Yoma is the south. And then we go from jumping ahead. The last one, Degel Machne no Tzafoina, north. Yoma is west. I don't know. I really don't know what he's doing over here. I don't know why over here, when it comes to the east, it tells you that it's two things. It's Kedem. And it tells you, what is Kedem? Kedem is east. So just say east. Because anyway, it's going to say west later. I don't know. It's interesting. What? Why are there two words? And what is Rashi really trying to say? Let's see Targum. Targum says Pasuk Gimel, v'dishran kiduma. Those that encamped on the kiduma, mad necha. Now mad necha, I guess it means east. I'm assuming it means east. Tekas mashris Yehuda l'chei lehoin. Let's see what it says in the Ma'at Sari. In the Ma'at Sari, is there anything in the Ma'at Sari? Pasuk. No, there's no Pasuk here. What's going on over here? Let's see. What is going on over here? One second. Vayidaber Hashem, Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Gimel. Okay, Kiduma. Kiduma is Kedem B'Losh Nakas Perishal Kedem, to the east. Av Unkelis Lotegim Lekidum, Shodaito Kedma Hi Shem Haruach. Okay, Shem Ruch Va'ois Hei Mi'ikr Shema Mad Necho, Kmo Hamila Mizrach Mikoyroi B'Losh Zoreach. Kein mad nechol loshon donoch zorech baramis v'husha kosef v'yizrach lehashamesh v'targum udenach loshme. Okay, I don't know. He's saying over here some very deep things. There's a machlekes between Rashi and Unkelis. I don't understand what he's saying. Let's go further. Now, in one of these speaking very quickly, because over here there's going to be a lot of names. Okay, Pasuk Dalet says utzva'oi ufekudehem.
What does it mean? Hello? What does it mean? If they were marching, let's say, south, when they came to Machne, so they switched around direction and they started, and they rested that the front was in the east.
So maybe there is, I don't know, it seems like that it always had to be that the one, maybe that's what the Pasuk really means
but
to say.
They weren't marching east all the time. They could have been marching west.
Right, correct. But when they started out. So you're saying very good. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means to say, is that when they start out for the very, very first time, the people in the east was this Degel. Degel, you're saying good. Degel Machane Vachem Kedma Mizrach, Degel Machane Yehuda. Yehuda was in the front. Now, the front is the east. But what happens? They didn't always travel east. They traveled in different directions, wherever the Nanei HaKavod took them. So Nanak didn't always travel east, they traveled north, south, they went in circles, they went in all different locations. Maybe what it means over here to tell you is that originally, for the very, very first time, when they first set up, Yehuda was in the east. And Yehuda is Kedem. They go first. They lead. So Enoch and Ami, if they have to go and travel west, so the whole camp has to make a U-turn. You don't just, okay, the people now in the back, like you know, the trains, right? The trains, the city trains, the empty trains. So the back becomes the front. Just go the other direction. No, that's not the way it worked in the Midbar. That's maybe what it means, Dafka Kedem, is that we're setting up here the Degolim for the very first time. And the very first time, Yehuda is in the east. And we designate Yehuda to be the Kedem, which means the front.
Always the first.
So they have to go west. You just can't do like the New York City subway trains, where the other car now becomes the front car. You have to go make a complete U-turn. The whole 3 million people have to go in a circle to turn around. That's an incredible chiddush, right?
Yeah, now when they come to stop, facing west and south, they have to again organize.
It doesn't necessarily say that. But it does say, you're saying good, that whenever they travel, Yehuda is the one that leads. If they see the Anani HaKavod are going north, so the whole camp has to all walk, follow Yehuda. And Yehuda's going to go out and make a swivel. It's going to turn out. You just can't go and save space and everyone makes an about face and they go in that direction. It has to be with Yehuda is in the front. The Mizrach is the Kedem.
I remember that, for example, when they arrested Kishanachu, so they were like in the shape of a box or a square.
It's machloikis.
Oh,
so this is a machloikis. So he's saying another idea. There's machloikis between Bavli and Yerushalmi. When they travel, they travel like a box, a square.
When they rested, they were in a square.
When they rested, they were in a square. The question is, when they travel.
Right,
that's machlokes. Machlokes the Gemara. Machlokes the Gemara. They go in a single line, but they go in a square. So I'm assuming now, when it says Kedem, either or, it doesn't make a difference. Either way. Either when they travel in a straight line, or they travel...
Yeah, but it makes a difference for other teams.
For what? Yehuda has to be the Kedem.
If Don was in the back, so Don had a way until Yehuda could march through the front, and then they put the Mishkan, and then Don would go back.
Right, exactly.
Until he was in the front.
Kedem. No matter whether they went in a circle or traveled in a square, this pasuk is indicating that Yehuda, who was in the east at the beginning of their journey, always took the lead. They were the leaders. Because there are two words. There is Kedem, Mizrach. If the Pasuk would just say Mizrach, so then it'll be like the New York City subway. That when you want to go travel north, whoever's on the north side, they become the leader. When you want to go travel south, whoever's on the south becomes the leader. You want to go travel west, whoever's on the west. The only time Yehuda will be the leader is only when you're traveling east. But it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kedem Mizrach, which Rashi explains to mean, what does it mean, Kedem? Kedem means the front, which means that the west is the back. So whoever is stationed in the original configuration to be in the west will always be the one that's going to be in the back of the journey. And whoever's going to be in the north, and then, in the east, will always be the one that's going to be taking the lead and going in front. L'chor, that's what it means. That's why we have this extra word over here. It's a very good point you made. All right, now we go to Pasuk Gimel. We did it already, Pasuk Dalet. Now we go over here. What was the number of people on Shevet Yehuda? Utsvaif Kudiyam was Arba'a V'shim Elef. It was 74,600. Pasuk Hey, Va'achlein Mulamata Yisochor, who was together. Olav means near. Shevet Yehuda Yisachar. Mata Yisachar v'nasal ben Yisachar nisanel ben Tzur utzvoyf gudav. His hosts and his numbers are above Chamishmel 54,400. Mata is Zvulun. V'nasal ben Zvulun aliyah ben Chilon utzvoyf gudav shevav Chamishmel 57,000 v'arba ameyos. Okay, that's four Shvatim. Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and who did I leave out? Yisachar, Zvulun, and that's just three Shvatim, three Shvatim, four sides. Three Shvatim.
Yehuda.
Yehuda was the leader. Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun. And what is the grand total, the grand sum? Pasuk tells us, in case you don't know how to add, Kol ha'pagudim l'machan Yehuda. You add up the four numbers. The three numbers. Kol Avin L'Machan Yehuda was Ma'as Elef, 100,000. Ma'as Elef, 100,000. Ushmoinim Elef, 80,000. V'sheishes Alofim, 186,400. Let's see. Rishoyno Yisohu. So here it says another word, Meir. It says Rishoyno. So now we have three words. Three words, you can make a whole drush on this. On the one end, they're called the Mizrach. Mitzad Sheni, they're called the Kedem. And now they're called the Rishoyna. Why do we need three words? Look at Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Tes, says Rishoyna. Kisharoyin ha'onan mistalek. Oh, it's Mamish talks about this topic. When they saw the clouds depart, Toiken ha'koyanim b'chatzoy tshoyz. The Kohanim, they would blow the trumpets. Exactly what we just said. Exactly what you said. When they would see the clouds depart, they would blow the shofar, and they would begin to travel. This doesn't make any sense. This is only true when they're going east. I mean, there's a contradiction over here. You only can say that he goes to Chila when you're traveling east. But if you're traveling north, south, or west, then they're not going to Chila. So what does this mean? I don't have no idea. This is very strange. When they saw the cloud of glory depart, oh, we gotta go. So they will blow the trumpets. Taken akharan bechad soitras. And they will say machin they would go. They would go first. Machin they would go first. They would follow the cloud. Then, but wait a minute. Maybe the Anani Akovod is going north. Maybe the Anani Akovod is going west. Maybe it's going south. Who says the Anani Akovod is going east? When they say machin they would chila. Shaholchin holchin kider chaniyosan. When they travel der chaniyosan. Halavim v'agola is boemsa. Degel yudah b'mizroch. V'shal ruven b'doroim. V'shal afrayim b'mayrov. Wait a minute. V'shal don b'tzav. That's only if they're going east. So I don't know. I don't know what this means. I really don't know what this means. This requires understanding. Let's look here at the Targum very quickly. Read up the Targum. We apostle Dalid v'chila u'min yonohoyna. Their chayla means their army. Their I don't know. I guess it means the tzavoi. The tzavoi means the host. It means like a battalion. This kid over here. They have a kid over here that's screaming. I cannot take the screamers. He's learning. It's very very nice learning. But when they start screaming and learning, it drives me crazy. What can I do? All right. Over here it says the chele uminyo nehoin shiv in the arbo alfin it was 47,000 the sheish meya. Okay, next the dishran simichon, that means those that encamped nearby alohi shifted the yisachar v'rabad levin yisachar nisla ben tzuar the chele uminyo nohi chamshin v'arbo alfin v'arbo meya. Shifta the Zvulun, Rabba Levne Zvulun, Eliyah ben Chelon, Vechele Uminyo Noyi, Chamshin Vishivam Alfin Vyarba Me'ah. Pasik Tess in the Targum, Kol Minyo Naya, Lamashris Yehuda, the three different Shavatim that were part of his Degel, his arrangement, was Ma'as Usimonan, 186 Alfin and 400. Lechelehoin Bekad Mesa on the east. So he says over here something very, he's adding in a word over here. Look what he writes over here. Rishoyna Bekad Mesa not Lim. On the Kedma, I guess he ties the Rishon to be the Kedma, and that's what it is, and that's really the truth. That's what the Rishon means, the Kedma. How did he touch the word Kedem in the previous Pasuk Beis? Let's go back to Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk Gimel. V'achoynim Kedma. Pasuk Gimel, he touched Kiduma. So it's interesting that the Targum is touching the word Kedem, Kedma, and Rishoyna, the same thing. Pretty much the same thing. Now let's see over here if there's anything interesting over here in the Ma'at, sorry. So the Ma'at Sari on page Pasakei Semichin Alohi Kosev Ramban Olav Masorish Kuma Elov. Okay, that we know. We're trying to skim through and find something interesting. Lo Matav Nei Kolomar Imo Bedigla V'Nigra V'Sam Elov. Okay. Unkelus Tagim Kan Semichin Af Shalucher Mashmos Zuhoy Samuvunas Gamlu Nilzu K'moy B'Pesuk Maniskayim. With him. Ah. Imo, Bechain, the Emeser, in Ezra. Amnon Targum, Bebracious, Altsoim Lovon, in Ono. Ulai, Shalom, the Farish, Olaf, Benoisef Loy. Okay. Shapir Shalosh, and Amikos, Sham, Betsuzu. The Asham, Shazilim, Hoyim Targum, the Dish, and Elohi, Hoyimash, Shachina, Olaf, Mulchama. Are you saying over your whole Torah over here? Okay, the issue is, I don't know what he's trying to say, but over here, what's bothering the Ma'at Tzori is a diuk in the Targum. The Targum says the word Olav. The issue over here is the word Olav. And indeed, Rashi very, very often, every time it says the word Olav, Rashi, very often, over here, not here, I don't think, not over here, it means samuch. It means nearby. So here when it says, let's go back to Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Hey. V'hachoynim olav mate Yisochar. Yisochar was part of the camp of Yehuda. So the question is, what exactly is the translation of the word Olav? So Rashi, not here, but Rashi, many places, we learn this in Chumash, we even learn this in Nach, we learn in the morning, the word Olav. The Mefarshim are very quick to translate the word Olav to not be translated literally on top of you. Olav means nearby. You maintain a distinct surah, and you're just near. So in the Targum, it says Vidishran Semichin Alohi. Do you notice that the Targum adds a word that's not in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says V'achonim Olav. So if we would translate this a pure Aramaic translation, it would be Vidishran. That's the translation of the word V'achonim. And the next word would be Alohi, which would be the translation for the word Olav. But the Targum did not do that. The Targum added another word, Semichin, which means near. And in fact, that's what we do very, very often. But he had to add an entire word here. And that opens up a whole conversation that indeed, whoever said, when we look at the Degolim, we think, no, it was Yehuda. Yehuda took the lead, and then next to Yehuda was Zevulun and Yisachar, and each one maintained their own formation. Who says? Maybe they were all mingled together. Yehuda, Zevulun, and Yisachar, they all mingled together. You ever go to a wedding today? Today by the weddings, they don't do place cards anymore. Remember the olden days? They had place cards. You go to a wedding, they have place cards, you get a place card. Place cards is a dying breed. People are not doing place cards anymore. Why? Because people come and go. People come and go. And someone told me, someone made a wedding, went to the caterer. The caterer told them that one person today is really four people. What happens by a wedding today? Someone comes and they sit down for the soup or for the appetizer, and then he says mazel tov and he leaves. Another guy comes a few minutes later, he sits down, he has the soup, and then he dances the first dance, and then in the middle of the first dance he leaves. Another guy comes and sits in that same seat after the first dance and he has the main course, and then he leaves. And then another guy comes for the second dance and sits down and has dessert. The caterer told this to one of my friends. One of my friends made a wedding, and he told him, it's not like it used to be in the olden days. In the olden days, when you make a wedding, you make a reservation, there's one person, you have a seat, he sits and he eats everything. He has the salad, he has the soup, he has the main course, and he has the dessert. Today, one setting on a table is four different people. So when it says here that Yehuda is the degel, and it says v'achoynim olav mate yisocha mate zavulun, maybe means they all were together. Sevemen, they were all intermingled into one. They were all mixed up. Along comes the Targum and says, no, don't make that mistake. Everyone had their own, it was separate seating. Everyone sits in their own chair. So they had their own distinct formation, and the whole Shevet Yisachar Zul was near Yehuda, not all mixed up together. That's why the Targum is entirely a word to make that point clear. And over here in the Ma'at Sori, he alludes to the fact that if you study the Mefarshim very well, you may discover that some of the Rishonim disagree, and they hold that when it says the word Olaf on each of the four sides, they were all tzimish. They were all together. Yehuda, Zvulun, and Yisachar, they were all mingled. They mingled amongst each other. They did not have that because it says Olaf. Olaf means on top of you. On top of you means there was no boundaries between Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. They all were tzimish. Targum doesn't want to say that. And that's when the Targum went to the effort to inject into the translation an entirely additional word to make it clear that each one of these three Shvatim maintained their unique position, and they just happened to be in proximity of one another. All right, we're going to have to stop over here. Rabbi Lazer, thank you for coming. Heshi Bar, thank you for coming. Mr. and Ms. Glad, thank you for coming. Mayor, thank you for coming. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
My pleasure. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.